It's Tuesday at 6 o'clock. It's time for Bughouse Square, everybody. Gosh, you sound really excited this evening. I say to myself, welcome. I don't do this often.
Have you seen that vigilante man?
Hey!
Have you seen that vigilante man?
There we go.
Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Hey, this week on Bughouse Square, I've got...
What do I got?
I'm looking... I just got a bunch of records. There's no... the state of the world now is just so fucked up. Oh, man, you're starting another one strong again. And I don't know what I'm doing. I'm talking to myself. Don't let that have any bearing on the next 2 hours. I'm pretty sure. I got a lot of good records, so we got that going for us. Thanks for doing what you got to do. This is, again, Radio Valencia.
Man, come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days, we'd pass the time away. Sleeping in some good warm place. Man, come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man. And he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? Does a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand?
Would he shoot his brother and sister?
His brother and sister down. I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Thank you. just a ghetto sign. It's 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 just a ghetto sign.
That's a fib, she had two twins though, and one crib. Now she's only 14, what a start. But this effect is crowned common in these parts. Now life in this world can be such a bitch, and dreams are often torn and shattered and hard to stitch. Negative the attitude that runs the show when it stays the G-H-E-T-T-O. Which is the one to blame when bullets blow? Either Peter, Jane, or John or Joe. But Joe can't shoot a gun, he's always drunk. And Peter's pimping Jane, and John's a punk. Infested are the halls, also the brain. Daddy's broken down from ghetto pains. Mommy's flying high, the truth is shown. The kids are all alone, cause it's just the ghetto thing.
It's just the ghetto thing.
Ranks the baddest brother, the one to rule. This title is sought by the coolest fool. Define coolest fool easy, the one who needs attention in the largest span and loves to lead. Always found at the jams, but never dance. Just provoke violence due to one glance. The future plays no matter, just the present flow. And the greeting place is the G-H-E-T-T-O.
Lies are pointed strong into your skull, deep within your brain, against the wall. To hide or just erase a glowing note of how to use the ghetto as a scapegoat. Truth from True Boy's mouth is here to scar those who blame the G for all bizarre. So open up your vents and record well, cause this is where we stand for the truth tell. Ghetto gained a ghetto name from ghetto wave. Now there could be some ghetto gangs and ghetto play. If ghetto thing can have its way in ghetto range, then there must be some ghetto love and ghetto change. Though confident they keep it kept, we know for fact they lie like ghettos form, cause people lack to see that they must all get out the ghetto hole. The truth they never told, cause it's just the ghetto thing.
Just to get off that. It's just to get off that.
Do people really wish when they blow out the cake candles? And if so, is it for the sunken truth which could arise from out the characters in which the ghetto hides? Roses in the rank supply, no shown relief. Granted, it's planted by no shown belief. Killing feet off your own brother man has quickly been adopted as the master plan. Posses of our people have yet to provoke. Freedom or death to them is just a joke. What causes this defect? I don't know. Maybe it's the G-H-E-T-T-O.
It's just the ghetto thing. It's just the ghetto thing.
Standing in the rain is nothing felt when problems hold more value but never dealt with. Buildings crumbling to the ground. Impact noise is silent sound. But who's the one to say this life is wrong when ghetto life is chosen strong? We seem to be misled about our dreams, cause dreams ain't what it seems when it's just the ghetto thing.
It's just the ghetto thing. It's just the ghetto thing. It's just the ghetto thing. It's just the ghetto thing.
Hey, that's the White Stripes, Hypnotize here.
That's a good one. That sounds good. We were commenting on the quality of the sound. It's quite nice.
Hey, it's Bughouse Square. It's Radio Valencia. We're near the corner of 22nd and Mission in a beautiful Mission where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. It's still dark. We're still in winter. This is the second show of 2026. And man, hasn't it started off great? They're beating down the doors, man. They're beating down the doors. Oh, shit. Okay, let's just talk about what we played. Yeah, that was that. Grab these records. We had a Tommy Boy record. We had De La Soul, Ghetto Thing. And, we had that Fun Boy 3. That was that long...
It ain't what you do.
It ain't what you do. It's how you do it. No, it's whatever. It's if you get the job done. Get the job done. And then before that, we had Rejecting Obliteration record from the Blindfolded and Led to the Woods band from New Zealand. And we did Methlehem. Wait a minute. Is that Methlehem? What a great song title. Oh, and then we had bumped into an old Chicago friend, Douglas. And I'm like, I gotta go, man. Got a big radio show tonight I'm dashing off to. And he's like, oh, you gonna play any Soul Scared? This band I was in, you know, long ago. And I'm like, yeah, once in a while. He's like, yeah, I like that Strong Man song. And there you go, Big Strong Man from the So Scared record. I got nothing to say, man. That won't get me in trouble. The views are my own, not of anything here. If you dig Radio Valencia, we're always looking for dough. Check out some of the programming. There's good shows. We'll drop some names. Yeah, you know, LP Lounge. I'm always going to him. I'm waiting for him to come and clean up. We've got Disaster Sounds on Tuesday. These are all Tuesday shows, so I'm like kind of fond of the Tuesday slot. But John Hell's in there doing his fucking homework, you know, like a good teacher, you know, really just doing it. Not like this. But that's okay. You know, we all have our own shit to offer. So yeah, this is Bughouse Square. Let's get back to the music, shall we?
I've got a delicate mind. I've got a dangerous nature. And my fist collides with your furniture. Collide with your furniture. I'm an electric wire and I'm stuck inside your head. I'm a hungry Mohican. I've got a razor blade smile, so don't come near me. Oh,
difference between wrong and right. But Billy said that both those words are dead. That's the story of my life. That's the story of my life. That's the difference between wrong and right. Explain.
59 to 1 against me. 59 seconds of everyone of misery.
That's Tuxedo Moon, 59-1. Yuri G, are you with me on that one?
I am. Tuxedo Moon, man.
Yeah, Tuxedo Moon. They're that Ralph Records kind of residents influenced and hanging out with whatevers. But yeah, that's a good record.
You know, I only know that record through you. I think you brought that to our show back in the day, and I was like, Tuxedo Moon.
I've had that record for a long time. Yeah, I carry it. I pack it with me often. Yeah. Right on. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Happy New Year. Did we talk since the New Year?
Yeah, we talked last week. But that's
it's
cool.
Yeah,
it's like, I know. It's like, no, it's not happy. It's shitty. But that's all right.
It is.
It's not all right.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't want to like fucking pile drive us down in with the horseshitness of everything that's fucking going on around.
Happening.
Yes.
And then,
yeah. Man, I don't know. I can't turn in. But let me talk about a couple of tunes first before because I always forget and I come back. But we had Billie Holiday in there. Doing Don't Explain. don't worry about it. We had the Velvet Underground in there doing I'm going to tell you what it was. It was what goes on? I'm Set Free. No, That's the Story of My Life. We did from that. We had the Eurythmics in there. Regrets from the Touch record. And that kind of catches us up. Yeah, Yuri G. I don't know.
It's bleak out there, man.
It's fucking bleak, and it's. I'm reading this. The Separation of Church and Hate. I heard of this book, and it's basically the guy's name is very forgettable. It's not like Smith or Jones. It's got multiple syllables. And
Jim Stevens.
It's kind of it's Irish, but so it's got some kind of weird thing. I think
like James O'Neill.
No, but like Tuck Clock or something. You know of that. You know, like we're going way back to the Stone Heften days. Yeah. Shit.
Church and Eight.
What's that?
Church and Eight.
Yeah, and thank you.
I'm with you.
I'm like, thank you so much. So it's basically like how to kind of like Christian, you know, people who are like Christian. It's like it's in the title, right? It's like Christ-like, right? So it's all about.
Yes.
So this guy kind of lays out like what is like Jesus. What did Jesus say, or what is he? You know. What do they say that he said? And so there's that, but then there's like everything else that is just kind of, oh yeah, well I heard and I wrote about this. So, and they all get vetted, you know, all these stories that get compiled into the Bible. Right. And, but there's a lot of shit that people ignore, you know, about the teachings of Jesus. I don't want to get into a whole thing of like Jesus Christ being my soul savior and deliverance from this hell on earth. But no, I'm not. I don't like. I'm not. I'm almost like atheist at this point. Other than I believe
when I was coming up, there was like this dumb movement called the WWJD movement. I don't know if you know about WWJD.
No, I don't.
What, you know it, because it's what would Jesus do?
Okay.
And that was the whole kind of mantra. It was like a youth group mantra. I was like, what would Jesus do? And like, it was just the question, like, in this circumstance, what would Jesus do?
Right.
And like, whatever, it's a thing. But like,
that's so SoCal, man. I love that.
Just go look out there. Just go look out at Minnesota and see, like, yeah, Jesus is all about this.
Right.
I would be hard-pressed to think that... that's the jam that Jesus was chasing.
No. And then that on the most immediate level, right? And then there's everything else the acceptance, you know, the lack of acceptance and that's totally like not Jesus's vibe, man. At least from what I've, you know, read.
Interesting.
At least with this
attention.
Dude, it's like forgiveness and judgment and all that shit.
Damnation.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Man. Aren't you a Catholic? I think isn't that part of the whole formula they give to you guys?
Yeah, but Catholics are weird. It's more. There's something going on out there. Catholic, they don't. There's not a whole lot of Bible in there. I mean, there is like during Mass and stuff, but it's not like. During the when you're studying like the Bible, I mean, you know the stories and stuff, but it's I think it's more of the ritual with Catholicism,
catechism.
Yeah, well, yeah, all that catechism. Stuff. Well, catechism
is I didn't have to deal with that because I went to Catholic school. But catechism is like where you would go for the schooling. But I, since I went to the...
You're inundated.
I would look down upon the catechist. You know, they were just there, oh, they just get shipped in and they just do it for their whatever 2 hours once a week or whatever. Yeah, they're not living it like I'm living it.
That's right.
They don't know about eternity. What eternity means? What eternity means? It's like again, and then later, and then yeah, and then there's more, and then more, and then more, and then more.
You're Christ-like.
And then more. It's like eternity. It's like I remember the, like sweating this shit at like 8 years old, you know? It's like, fuck.
That's some heavy
concept. Yeah,
like trying to get into a juice box.
It got me young, man. It got me young.
Yeah, man. I know. Like, but hey, what would Jesus do?
Not that.
Man, I think he played this record is what he would do. This record is the American analog set.
Okay.
And I can't remember what song it is because the whole record just bleeds together. Something about the boys. The whole record is just an incredible vibe. And it's just one of those records. I think I did one of these like a year ago. It's like, I don't know if this record means anything to anyone else, but man, I've been listening to this record for 30 years.
I think that's what our business card says here. Yeah.
There you go. And this is just a track off of American Analog Set. It's a ball. You know what I'm saying? It's like a ball.
Okay.
You ever get a ball? You know? You ever need a ball?
Well, I've been given like certain salves to work on my hands and stuff. You know, to soften them up a bit. Because I'm out there. You know, I'm out there. You know, tilling the rows. So,
you're doing it, man.
Yeah.
And so, like, this is a ball. Like, this is a salve.
All right.
It's like a warm bath. It's not too cold to get out of yet, but it's not so hot where you're stressing. It's just like, it's American Analog Set.
Okay, dig. A bath, right? Isn't that, that's my opulence. That's where I make a point. Every time I fucking hurl my ass or just lower it slowly into a scorching hot bath, I think that I am so fortunate that I have clean water and a hot water that I can lower myself into and read a book for a half hour. Fuck.
It's all worth it.
It is. I feel for the people who can't do that. Anyway, so let's do this one more time on the name of the song. We'll hang up. Hey, last week Spotify locked up on me, but I did get it down a couple more songs down, but didn't, you know, we kind of the pacing was a little off last week, so I apologize. But a good tune, man. I like that 10 minutes of chinkling, twinkling.
It's better, to be fair. I mean, if I was programming it all out, it would be the last thing I'd play because it's like, check this out, peace out.
Oh, no way, man. No, we were down there and then we like built ourselves up, like, nice. You know. Yeah,
I have to go give it a spin. I haven't had a chance to hear.
I know. Gather the family around the radio and give it a listen.
You know what we did for our last show, the Christmas show? I actually did gather the family around the radio. Indeed.
All right, man.
Where have all the good boys gone?
I don't know.
That's a song.
Yeah,
that's a song. Go listen to it.
Okay, here we go. I'll talk to you later.
Peace.
All right. Okay, so we're, God, I'm sorry, we do this all the time. I have to unlock my phone. We're going to do this together. Going to go to the link. Where of all the good, Jesus, I hope it's not, is it? Is it where of all the good times gone? I don't know, I'm going to touch it. And we're going to do device one, we got to turn that up. No, from our living room to you. All right, I got it. Oh, it's prompted. Oh, God, that's so good. All right, I have control of it right now. It has granted me the power to play it, and here we go.
You know, the fun of watching fireworks is built pretty much around the a cappella vocal approval that you do with or after each explosion. All right, we provide the fireworks. You do the oohs and ahs.